This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, I'm about to get lovey-dovey. I'm about to get just a little bit lovey-dovey. You know, you guys know that I have three significant men in my life, right? You guys know that. I mean, I talk about them all the time. They've been with me since day one. They support me through and through. They never judge me. They never judge me. And I mean, these three men have the patience of like a priest when it comes to all the stupid I do. And I never really, you know, express. I make fun of them a lot. You know, I give them crap. And I don't know what I would do without these men. You know, a lot of us women are like, oh, I could do it by myself. I can't. I need these guys. I really need these guys. And I can't imagine all these years going on throughout them. So, men, I'm not talking about my husband and kids. No. I'm talking about the producers and engineers at GCN. I'm talking about Manny, Brad, and Jason. Honestly, and I forgot Kyle. I got to tell you, these guys have supported me like the best sports bra I could have ever expected. I mean, figuratively. Have you guys ever run track or just tried to run and you had a crappy bra and you were like, gosh, why can't I just get some more support? That is the only analogy I could think. Come on. Okay, I am allowed to get lovey-dovey. I am allowed to express my appreciation. I am. These guys at GCN, they have my back. They do. I think any one of them would take a USB port from me in a second. If my studio, God forbid, exploded, right? I sincerely think they would wait at least 5 minutes before they start selling my stuff on eBay. That's just the type of guys they are. They really, really, I think the feeling's mutual. I think they really care about me too. And it's really nice to know that we have this family. And in fact, you know, I could swear that Manny, Jason, and Brad were one day talking about having me come over for their Thanksgiving. I think they were like, you want to know what? I mean, Dahlia's family. She's like our sister. And then Kyle was probably like, oh, hell no. I cannot look at her eat meat. And they're like, well, you know, let's make a vegetarian Thanksgiving. Nah, I can't look at her eat vegetables. So, you know, Kyle and I kind of have this relationship where she's probably mad right now. Kyle and I have this relationship where we look like we can't stand each other, but deep down we know that we are best buddies. Just best buddies. And so I take it the reason why he doesn't want to see me eat meat is, you know, he wants me to keep my figure and not take on too much carbohydrates and, you know, fats and lipids. That's my guess. And he doesn't want to see me eat a vegetable because he knows, and this is what makes Kyle such a sweetie and so sensitive, he knows that I suffer from irritable bowel. And, you know, for these guys to care about my colon and intestine and my heart and my lipids and my coronary arteries to the disease that they, you know, to the degree that they do, I just don't know why I don't, you know, buy Christmas presents all the time. These guys are the bomb. And so, my husband and my kids just have to know that I have to share my life with these other men, and they are just amazing. So, there. Okay. Enough of the lovey-dovey. Now, yeah, I love my husband. Well, you know what? I owe my husband some kudos, too. Nobody ever wants to hear about it. Nobody ever wants to hear a radio host go, oh, I love my husband, or, oh, the sex is still good. No one wants to hear that, and you really won't hear that from me because I like honesty. You know, I love him, but, you know, yeah. On the second, we'll talk about that another time. But my husband is very, very good at making me feel safe. So I went to the movie this week at A Quiet Place. Did you guys go to Quiet Place, that movie? Oh, my gosh. Okay, first of all, I don't like horror films. Okay, this movie was phenomenal. Phenomenal. Flippin' nominal, this movie. But I don't like horror films. And I knew I was going to be scared because my little boy went with his friends. Then my big boy went with his friends. I'm like, okay, Mom, you're going to be scared. So it's okay, I'll go with Daddy. And they're like, well, which one? My daddy, Brock's daddy. I go, you all have the same daddy. It's the one that's living with us. You know, because every now and then I joke about the UPS guy. But, all right. So Corey goes, but you don't like horror films. And I go, but here's the thing. I like the guy from The Office. And I like Emily Blunt. And I guess Emily Blunt and John Krasinski are married. And by the way, John Krasinski, if you want to see him in a good movie, you got to see that 13 Hours movie on Benghazi. He was phenomenal. But I guess he's like producer and director, and already that movie earned $22 million from about 3,800 locations. And this Quiet Place, they believe, is going to probably bring in total $132 million. It bumped down Dwayne Johnson's Rampage. Dwayne Johnson is now in all these movies with buildings falling and, you know, him all getting all sweaty and muscular. So I'm definitely going to see that just because I like Dwayne Johnson. I like watching him shirtless. But in terms of, you know, a movie where you're, like, really thinking and you're crying and you're, that was really, really good. Now, you get scared. And you get scared because a lot of the movie is quiet. That's why it's called A Quiet Place. Now, I don't like quiet places. I've hated quiet places. You know, like, even in my studio. If I'm sitting alone in my studio, it sounds like this. Yeah, that freaks me out. I do not like the quiet. I like there to be noise all around, and, you know, it just, but I don't like that. I don't like that at all. And libraries. You will never see me caught dead in the library. Sometimes I forget myself. Like, oh, hey, Scott, what's going on, man? Are you studying? Are you really studying? I've never seen you study in my life. Shh. I hate it when somebody tells me shh. I hate that. So I don't like to go. I mean, you know, you're constantly assaulted in a library with the shh. That's very assaulting to me. And I'm like, libraries scare me. So if you guys need a good movie, go see A Quiet Place. Very, very cool. All right. When we come back, we'll talk about this Waffle House shooter that was running around naked. And he's still on the loose. Very loose. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay.com sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so let's turn kind of serious. Travis Rankin, 29 years old, has been on the run and is wanted by police after he opened fire with an AR-15, fatally shooting 4 and injuring several others on Sunday at a Waffle House. He was, I guess, running around naked. And we are being told that he thinks Taylor Swift is stalking him and harassing him. Now, his family's home in Morton, Illinois, has been surrounded by FBI, and his family members reveal that Rankin has suffered serious delusions where Taylor Swift was stalking and harassing him. Isn't this crazy how these people just fixate on a star and then think that they, you know, and let me just stop for a second. Let's say I believed that Michael Fassbender was fixated on me, and Michael Fassbender, let's say, was stalking me, I would be happy about it. I mean, I would be, all right, I would just sit at home and wait for Michael Fassbender to look through my window and I'd invite him in for a cup of tea. I mean, I don't understand why, if you think Taylor Swift is stalking you, you need to go around and kill people. Again, we're not dealing with logic. Now, from what we understand, this Rankin kid had several run-ins with police in Illinois before he moved to Nashville. He had a run-in in Washington, D.C. in 2017 when he tried to scale a fence near the White House. His family says he has delusions dating as far back as 2014. So what are delusions? Delusions are escapes from reality, thinking something is real when it's not. The family revealed that an incident from May 2016, he believed Swift was stalking him. Relatives called emergency services to the scene, thinking that he was going to kill himself. In that incident, Rankin told Tazewell County Police that Swift was following him and wanted to meet him at a nearby Dairy Queen. When he went there, he claimed that Swift yelled at him from across the street, then ran away. He chased her in an attempt to get her to stop harassing him. He followed Swift, supposedly, up one side of the building and onto its roof, but when he reached the top, the singer was gone. He was taken to a local hospital for an evaluation against his will. He's had at least 5 run-ins with Illinois police before he moved to Nashville, Tennessee. And Nashville, Tennessee is where Swift started her musical career. Now, I got some things to say on this, but let me finish, because it looks like there's been some recent gunfire. They might have found him. Though, going along this timeline, in July 2017, Rankin, if I pronounce his name right, was arrested when he tried to enter White House grounds. I think I remember that. Court records show he approached Secret Service agents saying he wanted to speak to the president. He refused to leave and tried to pass a security barrier saying, do what you need to, arrest me if you have to. So he was given 32 hours of community service to complete by the D.C. Superior Court and warned to stay away from the White House. His case was dropped in November after a judge determined that he did complete the diversion program. And his White House trespass did not break into the press. Not sure what that means. So, after this D.C. incident, the FBI coordinated with Illinois State Police and Tazewell to revoke his gun license. So his gun license was revoked. He had a carry permit in Illinois and willingly gave up the 4 weapons he legally owned. The guns were eventually returned to his father, who has since confessed to giving them back to his son. As police search for Rankin, because he's still on the loose, investigators look for a motive. Now, what ended up happening, very interesting, is a bystander at the Waffle House helped stop Travis from shooting more. So there's a hero, James Shaw. He said that he cried at least 4 times Sunday after the tragic morning where he wrestled the gun away from the shooter. This shooting at the Waffle House by Rankin left 4 dead and injured numerous others. This guy apparently was able to save numerous lives. He was in a green jacket. Oh, the other guy was in a green jacket. He opened fire with an AR-15 rifle at 3:25 a.m. This was at the Antioch Waffle House on Murfreesboro Pike. And I guess Shaw rushed the gunman, grabbed the gun's barrel, pulled it away, threw it over the Waffle House counter. He suffered a gunshot wound and burns from grabbing the gun's barrel. He says, look, I don't feel like being a hero. I'm just trying to stay alive. It feels selfish. I was just trying to get myself out. I saw the opportunity and pretty much took it. But he saved others. So his friend, Brennan McMurray, 28 years old, a longtime friend of Shaw's, was living at the Waffle House. Now, Shaw Jr. does have a 4-year-old daughter in Brooklyn. Thank God he lived through this. And he's a Nashville native. All right, so where are we now? Well, we are hearing that gunfire has erupted. This is the latest from New York Post. Multiple gunshots were heard today as police on the hunt. As police have been on the hunt for the suspect of the deadly Waffle House shooting, combed an area behind the church in Antioch, and local and federal law enforcement are searching currently for this Travis Rankin. And they say here that ATF agents with guns drawn search woods behind the church. The church was also a site of a mass shooting in September. And I believe that's the same church. This was about 9:50 a.m. today, and about 20 minutes later, multiple bursts of rapid gunfire reverberated around the area. SWAT pulled out of the church parking lot, spread out. I don't believe they have him yet, but my guess is it should be hopefully any
any minute now. It looks like they're closing in, so we'll keep you guys posted. That was as of 5 minutes ago from the New York Post. So, you know, this guy that comes in naked, as soon as I heard he was naked, that makes me think of Flocka or K2 or Spice or these synthetic drugs that make people go completely crazy. And, you know, when I hear somebody running around naked and paranoid and violent, I think of Spice, or I think of these synthetic marijuanas, these bath salts that people will, or these synthetic drugs and bath salts that people will use, crush, inject, snort, whatever. And the body doesn't know what to do with these chemicals. And so sometimes they feel hot, they take off their clothes, or they feel like the clothes are stifling them, or they go back to their animalistic roots. And they're running around like an animal. And animals don't like clothes. How many of you guys dress up your little kitty cat or your little dog, right? They don't like clothes. I do all the time. I'm like, oh, you know, we got, you know, a little girl cat, a little girl dog. And they both lie there like they're, you know, at the gynecology office. They just lie there, spread eagle, and they just sit there. And I'm like, look, this is a family establishment. Could you please put on some panties? So I'll find some underwear that I could put on them. And they don't like to wear underwear. They just want to lie there, letting everybody. And then the cat wonders why the dog keeps trying to jump, or the cat wonders why the male cat jumps her, and the dog wonders why the male dog jumps her. I go, because you guys are just lying there, and it's ridiculous. Can you please cover up? Or I'll put a blanket on them. I just keep, you know, can we please keep everything, you know, rated G around here? And they don't. They're just little hoochie mamas, and there's not much we can do. But whenever you see a person running around naked, you need to think that they are right now in animal mode. And animals will leap, they'll pounce, they'll bite, they'll attack. And they're going to be very difficult to reason with. And so them taking off their clothes is a sign for us to know that something is seriously wrong. Now, a lot of times what we do is we want to go up to them. So we go, wait a second, well, they're naked. So there's no weapon. It's great. When they're naked, there's no weapon. So you feel, you know, safer. The problem is don't be. Because now they have more of a adrenaline rush. If they're in animal mode, you know, they may, you know, fight you like a, you know, like a panther or like a lion. And so you, whenever you see someone running around naked, you call the police. You can maybe follow at a safe distance. But I would not get up in the naked person's face. I would not do that. And you don't know what they're taking. And they could be high. You know, we talk about these moms who are able to lift a car, right? You've heard of these superhero cases where a mom has to jump in and save a life and has to, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, this mom's able to do it. I believe these things happen. Unfortunately, when you have somebody in the animal state, and they're thinking, I am going to tear this person up, they may have that ability to do it. And you won't be ready for that because you're expecting someone to put up their dukes or someone to maybe just backhand you, and you just don't know. If you've never been in a fight with a bear or a lion or a, I don't know, bucking bronco, whatever, you have got to, or a bull, all right, you have got to assume the worst. And so this guy, though, which was rare, actually had a gun. And so good for the one that saved multiple lives, you know, being able to jump in and do that. So that was incredible. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
I'm KFC's extra crispy colonel, and you're the extra busy regular person who has to make dinner for a family of four. But you could shirk that responsibility because my extra crispy tenders $20 fill-up from KFC contains 12 extra crispy chicken tenders, 4 dipping sauces, 4 biscuits, 2 orders of mashed potatoes, and a side of coleslaw for just $20. And now that'll feed them. KFC, it's extra crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited, a name you can trust.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I don't know if you guys seen this picture. A man has been able to cheat death after he was stabbed in the skull with a key. It looks like a car key, one of those big car keys. Apparently, this happened during a fight. 19-year-old, being reported by Fox News, was rushed to the hospital with the key wedged nearly 2 inches into his head. He had to have surgery for 3.5 hours. The neurosurgeon who operated said this young man could have died if he had suffered internal bleeding. On April 18th at around 11 a.m., a brawl at his village, the teenager was assaulted by someone and a motorcycle key, got lodged deep into his skull. That's according to Dr. Shalendra Utamro Marquette. He operated on the team. Excuse me. He said he was brought to my outpatient department at about 3:30 p.m., and after seeing the scan report, we started the surgery at 6:30 p.m. on the same day. He was at Anand Rishi Hospital trying to figure out where this happened. I apologize. They don't say. I know I should know where all these hospitals are. My guess is it's out of, oh, it's in India. Okay. And he had craniotomy surgery where a bone flap is removed so the brain can be accessed. Then it was performed to remove the key. He was discharged 3 days after the incident and is said to be making a great recovery. Surgery lasted 3.5 hours. They opened part of his skull, removed the lodge key. The victim has since recovered and is doing fine. Was discharged April 21. And this happened in the Godegaon village in Ahmednagar district in Maharashtra, India. Now, I cannot implore or emphasize enough. If somebody gets stabbed with something near you, do not, for the love of the Lord, rip it out. Do not do that, okay? If there is a knife or if there is a key, you leave it in place. I know it seems to be counterintuitive, and it just doesn't seem to be something that you would think would be logical. I get that. But the problem is you remove it, you can re-serrate the tissue more. That's what happened to Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter. When he was stabbed, I believe, with a stingray, he saw it in his heart. It stabbed him right in the heart, and then he pulled it out. And when he pulled it out, he made more damage, and that's what unfortunately caused him to die. If he could have just left it in place, and I know it's freaky, you know, because again, you're like, get it out, just like a bee sting. You're quick to jump. This is impulse. Well, same thing with the key. If they would have pulled this key out, it would have torn more brain tissue and he could have bled more. And now you have nothing putting pressure. So sometimes something impaling you, leave it there. Then what we do is we put you under anesthesia. We give you plenty of fluids as long as you're not bleeding out. Then we carefully open up the area. We will cauterize vessels and try to control bleeding while we very delicately remove what stabbed you. And it's tough because I think a lot of people do worse to themselves, you know? All right. So Caden Willis, or Will, William, I had a new baby. This was in, wait a second. What's the new baby's name? Hold on. We got a new baby here. So for those of you guys that are really, really into the royals, the Duchess of Cambridge has given birth to her third child at St. Mary's Hospital. Kate is 36 years old, and she gave birth to George, little baby George, in about 10 and a half hours after admitting. No, wait a second. George was first, then Charlotte. So what's the last baby's name? I don't know. I don't have all these babies. No, maybe the little baby is George. Do we know the royal baby's name? See, it seems like the royals always have the name William, George. No. George is the big boy. Okay, I don't think we know the little kid's name yet. Sorry. Yeah, I think that's what they're going to do. I think it's going to be like a real big, like, naming. Okay, so anyway, little brother and little sister seem happy. I apologize. I think the royals are really, really cool. I really dig them. I think they're awesome. I love that you have royal blood and you have all that. And I think that's really, really cool. You know, it's, you know, having some old school sort of kingdom, and it's cool. But I just don't, you know, pay attention as much as I should. Okay, how many of us have irritable bowel syndrome? I do. Boy, do I have irritable bowel. They're saying we are 30% more likely to develop Parkinson's. But an anti-inflammatory drug may cut our risk. Scientists have discovered that Parkinson's and irritable bowel may be linked by a protein that builds up in the brains and gut of people who suffer both. Now, researchers from Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai confirmed that people with IBD, or irritable bowel disease, were 30% higher risk of Parkinson's. But anti-inflammatory drugs could lessen it. Now, they say 1% of people over, I believe, is it 60 in the U.S., will be affected by Parkinson's. Now, Parkinson's causes tremors. You can have some mental cognitive loss. Usually you get motor loss first. And Parkinson's is the second most common neurological disease after Alzheimer's. Have you guys been watching Distinguished Gentleman. That was a good movie. Designated Survivor. I don't know if you guys watch TV, but I can't call him Jack Bauer. Kiefer Sutherland, who used to do 24, right? Play Jack Bauer? Okay. They have him in a TV show called Designated Survivor, and I'm not ruining it for anybody that hasn't seen it. It really started out good. Now I don't get it. It's kind of, to me, like, doesn't make sense. But so Kiefer Sutherland is nothing like Jack Bauer in this show, so you will be disappointed. But basically, he is the designated survivor. He is the one that whenever they have the whole, I don't know, whenever the president and vice president and they do the, the speech at the beginning of the year, the State of the Union, whenever they do that, just in case somebody bombs the Capitol, there is one person that no one's supposed to know that's supposed to be the designated survivor. And so they get pulled aside and, you know, they're like, but I wanted to go to the State of the Union. And they're like, nope. They're like, please. They're like, no, you have to be the designated survivor. So they sit there and they twiddle their thumbs and then they miss it all. And they watch on TV and everybody's like, well, why didn't you show up? And, you know, they can't really say they were the designated survivor. So anyway, in the TV show, it looks like that was a good move for him because everybody dies at the Capitol except him. So he now becomes president. So in the last show, Michael J. Fox comes on. He's supposed to be some lead attorney, right, for some issue they're having, which I haven't really paid attention because the show's getting boring. But this is one of the first times we've been able to see Michael J. Fox since the Parkinson's diagnosis has really started to become severe. And I want you to watch his acting. Michael J. Fox, I've been a huge fan. I have been such a huge fan. Still am. I loved him in Back to the Future. I had the biggest crush on him. I just think he's excellent. He's so much fun to watch. He's great. It's hard to watch him now, and I have to say that. Seeing him suffer from Parkinson's, you see he can't sit still. He has to move his neck a lot. He has trouble with his facial expressions, but his word slur. And so if somebody didn't know that he was suffering from Parkinson's, they would have thought, you know, was he drunk? Was he? And the reason why I bring this up is when you have a family member that'll start slurring their words, that could be a sign of a neurological issue, whether it be a stroke, whether it be Alzheimer's, whether it be Parkinson's. So if you're like, gosh, you run your words together. Take out the car, put the dog in it. The car, put the dog in the car. And they start to garble their words a little bit more, that's a sign. And so I found myself, while I was watching this, I found myself leaning into the TV to try to understand what, you know, he was saying. And it's a shame. He's a great actor, but you see how it's taken hold. So, all right, if those of us had an irritable bowel, yeah, we may be screwed. All right, 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so with this E. coli outbreak that's spreading across the country, the CDC is saying if you don't know the source of your romaine lettuce, don't eat it. I don't know if you guys have heard, but the government is telling us to not eat romaine lettuce, and we don't know where it came from. Now, I just had a salad last night at a restaurant. I've been really trying to bone up on my salads and veggies, and federal officials are saying don't eat it if you don't know where it came from. The CDC advisory now includes whole heads and hearts of romaine lettuce, along with chopped and bagged romaine and salad mixes. The government believes the lettuce is from Yuma, Arizona region. It doesn't know specifically who grew, supplied, or distributed the contaminated vegetables. CDC says it could take an average of 3 to 4 days into coming in contact with E. coli for people to start feeling symptoms. It's a scary process. Very scary, they said. Apparently, Nia Zlupko is a high school dancer, loves eating healthy foods like salads. But after eating romaine salad from a local store in Pennsylvania, she started throwing up and having abdominal issues. She thought it was a stomach bug. And she was sitting there in the hospital, and she was scared. After 4 days in the hospital, she was told she might be suffering from an autoimmune disease. And then the doctors came in and said, oh, it's E. coli. And they were all shots, because it takes a while. Sometimes it can take 3 days to grow out. So 64 people in 16 states have now been infected with the same exact strain of E. coli linked to romaine lettuce. And half of them have had to be hospitalized. So if you ate it and didn't really get that sick, or, you know, you felt like you had a little bit of a stomach bug, but you didn't tell anybody, those numbers would not be tallied. The CDC says most people develop symptoms like diarrhea, severe stomach cramps, vomiting, but will recover in a week. But five people sickened in this outbreak have already suffered a form of kidney failure called hemolytic uremic syndrome. So that is concerning. Now, a food safety attorney named Bill Marler, he said, what's concerning to me at this point is there's an unusually high hospitalization rate. Now, he represents Louise Frazier, who was suing Panera Bread, claiming she contracted E. coli after eating romaine lettuce at one of their restaurants in New Jersey and was then hospitalized for weeks. She said she was diagnosed with kidney failure and required several blood transfusions. She's now suing the restaurant and its supplier, Freshway Foods. Do you know how scary that is? To go and eat healthy, to grab a salad, or to ask for there to be lettuce on your sandwich, thinking you're doing good, only for you to end up in the hospital needing dialysis for renal failure that you may not be able to come back from. That is so freaky. According to the attorney, they say the restaurant, the grocery store, is responsible for any of the food that they sell to you. If it is contaminated with a pathogen, it's defective. The chain of distribution that's supplied is ultimately responsible. Now, Panera Bread officials told CBS this morning they don't comment on pending litigation, and they have resupplied with romaine from other regions. Freshway Foods has not responded to a request for comment, according to CBS News. So the Andrew Eskin, the director of food safety at the Pew Charitable Trust, says investigators will try to trace the romaine lettuce back to the farm, where it could have been contaminated by bacteria through irrigation water, animals, fertilizer, or other routes. Remember, E. coli comes from the colon. So some fecal matter could have gotten onto the food or into the water. The romaine could have also been cross-contaminated in a processing facility while it was being cut, washed, and bagged. It could take them months to figure this out. So, now what? Well, Consumer Reports is advising everybody to avoid all romaine lettuce. They said it's unrealistic to expect consumers to figure out whether their romaine was produced in Arizona. Now, this Mia Zlupko may make a full recovery. But going into kidney failure is frightening. Now, this is interesting. There's an article here written by a food expert who says there are eight foods he refuses to eat because of all these food poisoning. So remember, there was the salmonella egg recall. Millions of eggs were recalled. This romaine lettuce. Remember Listeria a few years back? So Bill Marler, the same one, he has won more than $600 million for clients on foodborne illnesses. Right? In an article by Health Insider from Bottom Line and conversations with Business Insider, Marler has identified certain foods he has avoided and others we should be wary of. So he says he avoids all pre-washed fruits and vegetables or pre-cut like the plague. Now, my lunch today are these little carrots and celery sticks, pre-washed. He said convenience may be nice, but because more people handling the processing the food means more chances for contamination. Apparently, a study back in 2010 for Consumer Reports found, quote, unacceptable levels of bacteria that commonly cause food poisoning in about a third of 208 salad bags tested. Now, does it mean they're all contaminated? No, but he likes to avoid those. Also, raw water. Never drink unfiltered, untreated water. Okay? Almost everything conceivable that can make you sick can be found in water. Even if it's the cleanest stream, there's still animal feces. There can be Giardia, intestinal infections, things like that. They say E. coli, cholera, hepatitis A, which led to 20 deaths last year in an outbreak in California, could be spread by untreated water. Another big thing is raw sprouts. Raw sprouts, that's hard to say. Sprout-related outbreaks are common. More than 30 bacterial outbreaks, primarily Salmonella and E. coli, in the past two decades. There have been too many outbreaks to not pay attention to the risk of sprout contamination. He doesn't even eat those. Uncooked flour. They say uncooked flour can actually spread bacteria. There was a study in the New England Journal of Medicine in the late 2015-2016 where 56 people in 24 states developed E. coli from eating raw or uncooked flour. Wasn't that also the uncooked cookie dough, too? Remember Glenn Beck was eating, like, raw cookie dough? I love raw cookie dough. Don't do it. People think raw eggs are the biggest food poisoning threat in cookie dough, but it could be the flour. And you don't have to eat it raw. So, raw oysters. Okay, I don't eat oysters. A lot of foodborne illness linked to shellfish in the past 5 years. Why? Waters are warming, so there's more microbial growth. And raw oysters will, unfortunately, harbor these. Rare meat. A lot of people like rare meat. Donald Trump, I think, orders it well done. I like mine medium, a little pink. Meat has to be cooked to 160 degrees throughout to kill bacteria. Uncooked eggs. A lot of people like to do what Rocky Balboa did. And then there were huge salmonella epidemics in the 80s and early 90s. So, no more Rocky Balboa. I am going to drink an egg shake. Raw eggs are not smart to eat. However, we have just seen a recall of 206 million eggs from salmonella concerns. You've got to stay away from unpasteurized milk and juices. Okay? A lot of people like raw water, raw. They think raw is healthier. And they think that pasteurization depletes nutritional value. You guys know what pasteurization is? Pasteurization isn't sterilization. Pasteurization is where you heat it up and then you rapidly cool it. And that apparently kills a lot of bacteria and pathogens. So pasteurization is not dangerous, but raw beverages can be. You could get parasites, viruses, bacteria. So you got to make sure what you're drinking is pasteurized. So that comes from Bill Marler. Being reported by Business Insider. It stinks. You know, we really want to, you know, be trying to do things more natural, you know, probiotics even. You know, a big problem we have is our gut microbiome is different because we're not, you know, seeding it and colonizing it with our surroundings. We're, you know, eating processed food and preserved food so we get less bacteria, etc. But our gut microbiome is changing. So some people will say, fine, get a little dirt in your mouth. It's okay. You know, eat that apple from the tree. But we're different. We've evolved differently. We're a little bit more weak in terms of that. And so we can't be one in one with nature. Not yet. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.